You've heard of the term homeschooling. Now we'll meet a high school senior who was homeschooled for the better part of her education, even though her family is not one you'd expect to make that choice. Radioactive's Eleanor Jones-Tutant shares her story.
Even though I didn't attend traditional school for very long, I didn't enjoy the little I attended. When I was in kindergarten, there were mornings I would flat out refuse to go to school. My mom, Jean Jones-Tutant, remembers.
By the end of the kindergarten year, we were all pretty tired of it, you and your dad and I. And so we decided we'd just give you the option to take a break and stay home and do quote-unquote homeschooling.
The word that would best describe my early education is unschooled, meaning that what I wanted to learn, I would pretty much teach myself. I was overjoyed.
After the first year, we asked you if you wanted to go back to school, and throughout that year, and you were adamant that you didn't.
As a little kid, I would work on my writing and reading by myself because I enjoyed it, not because someone was making me. My parents not only allowed, but expected me to take part in my education. Recently, I came across a novel that I wrote when I was 12. I called my brother Emmett into my room to have a look.
12. And it's called Call of the Goddess, and I wrote it, and then my brother did the illustrations. We did it together.
Yes, and I never finished it, because you were really hard to work with.
This is the preface that I wrote. It says, in the black of the night, a small figure slipped out the back door of the Cameron's house to this small 10-year-old girl named Catherine. The Cameron's house had never been home. I was having a great time with my self-led learning, but my mom felt her friends judged her for making the decision to homeschool. She remembers one of her good friends asking,
"How would you be able to write an essay and be able to get into college? How would you be able to be successfully do so?"
There were even people in our own family that questioned our decision because we're not a family that you would expect to homeschool. My dad, Mike Tutant, explains.
My mom and dad and sisters are all in the public school system, meaning that that's where their employment comes from. So there's a lot of teachers in my family.
My grandma, Bernie Tutant, was a counselor in Spokane, Washington for 25 years. And she didn't view homeschooling very positively. She remembers working with one particular boy who had been homeschooled. He was in the 7th grade and couldn't read. She also had a friend who was homeschooled.
And when he got to college, he had to do a lot of remedial training previous to his being able to take on the subjects that he needed.
My grandpa, Al Tutant, was a history teacher at Meade High School in Spokane, Washington, for 36 years. He's mainly concerned about the credibility of homeschool educators, which is only natural after having spent so many years working in the public education system.
As a person gets into high school and things like that, it's hard to, I would say in some cases, for students to get people that are not professional educators that are knowledgeable enough to do the teaching.
Growing up, homeschooling was not an open topic of discussion in the extended family. I always sensed tension around the subject. That tension put a certain pressure on me to pass myself off as a genius, just to convince people that I was as intelligent as other kids. I did well on the state-required tests, but would still brag about how many books I had read and compare my accomplishments to those of other kids my age. I asked my grandpa if he felt slighted in any way because of our decision to homeschool.
No, I do believe in public education. I'll be very frank with you about that. But no, I didn't feel that way. I think people should make their own choices.
But I still think spending time learning from your family is important. My dad agrees.
I like having you guys around and teaching you things. And I think that's what a family's all about. I mean, if you're going to have kids, you might as well, raise them yourself and not expect somebody else to do that for you.
Thing is, I'm not really homeschooled anymore. Last year, I got into the Running Start program and started attending Seattle Central College. At first, it was a little weird going to the same place every day, but after a while, I got used to it. The classes that I've taken through Running Start have been easier for me than a lot of my homeschool education. I'm graduating from high school this year with 2 years of college already under my belt, leaving me feeling that I have nothing left to prove. For Radioactive, this is Eleanor Jones Tutant.